Let the female fish feed first, and the hooked fish, the female, made a wild, panic-stricken, despairing fight that soon exhausted her, and all the time the male had stayed with her, crossing the line and circling with her on the surface. He'd stayed so close that the old man was afraid he had cut the line with his tail, which was sharp as a scythe and almost of that size and shape. When the old man had gaffed her and clubbed her, holding the rapier bill with its sandpaper edge and clubbing her across the top of her head until her color turned to a color almost like the backing of mirrors, and then, with the boy's aid, hoisted her aboard, the male fish had stayed by the side of the boat. Then, while the old man was clearing the lines and preparing the harpoon, the male fish jumped high into the air beside the boat to see where the female was, and then went down deep, his lavender wings that were his pectoral fins spread wide and all his wide lavender stripes showing. He was beautiful, the old man remembered, and he had stayed. That was the saddest thing I ever saw with them, the old man thought. The boy was sad too, and we begged her pardon and butchered her promptly. I wish the boy was here, he said aloud, and settled himself against the rounded planks of the bow, and felt the strength of the great fish through the line he held across his shoulders, moving steadily toward whatever he had chosen. When once, through my treachery, it had been necessary to him to make a choice, the old man thought. His choice had been to stay in the deep, dark water far out beyond all snares and traps and treacheries. My choice was to go there to find him, beyond all people, beyond all people in the world. Now we are joined together, and have been since noon, and no one to help either one of us. Perhaps I should not have been a fisherman, he thought, but that was the thing that I was born for. I must surely remember to eat the tuna after it gets light. Sometime before daylight, something took one of the baits that were behind him. He heard the stick break and the line begin to rush out over the gunwale of the skiff. In the darkness, he loosened his sheath knife, and taking all the strain of the fish on his left shoulder, he leaned back and cut the line against the wood of the gunwale. Then he cut the other line closest to him, and in the dark made the loose ends of the reserve coils fast. He worked skillfully with the one hand and put his foot in the coils to hold them as he drew his knots tight. Now he had 6 reserve coils of line. There were 2 from each bait he had severed, and the 2 from the bait the fish had taken, and they were all connected. After it is light, he thought, I will work back to the 40-fathom bait and cut it away too, and link up the reserve coils. I will have lost 200 fathoms of good Catalan cardel, and the hooks and leaders. That can be replaced. But who replaces this fish if I hook some fish and it cuts him off? I don't know what that fish was that took the bait just now. It could have been a marlin or a broadbill or a shark. I never felt him. I had to get rid of him too fast. Aloud, he said, I wish I had the boy. But you haven't got the boy, he thought. You have only yourself, and you'd better work back to the last line now, in the dark or not in the dark, and cut it away and hook up the 2 reserve coils. So he did it. It was difficult in the dark, and once the fish made a surge that pulled him down in his face and made a cut below his eye. The blood ran down his cheek a little way, but it coagulated and dried before it reached his chin, and he worked his way back to the bow and rested against the wood. He adjusted the sack and carefully worked the line so that it came across a new part of his shoulders, and holding it anchored with his shoulders, he carefully felt the pull of the fish, and then felt with his hand the progress of the skiff through the water. I wonder what he made that lurch for, he thought. The wire must have slipped on the great hill of his back. Certainly his back cannot feel as badly as mine does, but he cannot pull this skiff forever, no matter how great he is. Now everything is cleared away that might make trouble, and I have a big reserve of line, all that a man can ask. Fish, he said softly, aloud, I'll stay with you until I am dead. You'll stay with me, too, I suppose, the old man thought, and he waited for it to be light. It was cold now, and the